186, Claire Fontaine is a feminist, conceptual artist, founded in Paris in 2004 by Fulvia Carnevale and James Thornhill, an Italian-British artist duo who declared themselves her assistants. 1. Since 2018, Claire Fontaine lives and works in Palermo and has a studio in the historical center of the Calza near Piazza Maggiore. After lifting her name from a popular brand of French school notebooks and stationery, Claire Fontaine declared herself a ready-made artist, 2, 3, and began to elaborate a version of neo-conceptual art that often looks like other people's work. Claire Fontaine, translated into English, means clear fountain, and can also be conceptually linked to the artwork Fountain by Marcel Duchamp, known as the most famous ready-made. 4.193, Superflex is a Danish artist group founded in 1993 by Jakob Funger, Rasmus Nielsen and Bjørn Stjern Christensen. Superflex describe their projects as tools, as proposals that invite people to participate in and communicate the development of experimental models that alter the economic production conditions. Often the projects are assisted by experts who bring in their special interest. These tools can then be further used and modified by their users. Often their projects are related to economic forces, democratic production conditions and self-organization. Superflex has examined alternative energy production methods, Supergas, too, and commodity production in Brazil, Thailand and Europe in their projects, which both expose and question the existing economic structures. These artistic activities, as, for example, the ongoing project Garanor Power, 3, in which the artists developed a drink together with local farmers who cultivate the caffeine-rich berries of the guarana plant, are not necessarily opposed to commercialism and globalization, but try instead to render economic structures visible and to establish a new balance through their projects engaging with alternative models for the creation, dissemination and maintenance of social and economic organization, such as Copy Shop. 4. Garanor Power, rebranding Denmark and free beer. Superflex has become involved in legal disputes, as well as suffered prohibition orders and police raids, relating to their artistic use of commercial signs and symbols. However, finding that the restrictions placed on their work sometimes led to unexpectedly interesting results, Superflex began to explore the productive potential of prohibition and conceived a series of projects structured to impose regulations on others. Superflex has gained international recognition for their projects. They have had solo exhibitions, among others, at the Kunsthalle Basel in Switzerland, Supershow, More Than a Show, GFZK in Leipzig, Germany, Social Pudding in collaboration with Rierkrit Tiruvannager, Schön Kunsthalle in Frankfurt am Main, Open Market, the REDCAT Gallery in Los Angeles, Guarana Power, Mori Museum in Tokyo, Gallery 1301PE in Los Angeles and the Hirshhorn Museum and Sculpture Garden. Superflex has participated in international arts biennials such as the Gwangju Biennial in Korea, Istanbul Biennial, Sao Paulo Biennial, Shanghai Biennial and in the Utopia Station exhibition at the Venice Biennale. They contributed to the exhibition Rethink Kakotopia, shown at the Nicolai Center of Contemporary Art in Copenhagen 2009 and at Tenster Konst Hall 2010. "349 Slavs and Tatars" is an art collective and a faction of polemics and intimacies devoted to an area east of the former Berlin Wall and west of the Great Wall of China known as Eurasia. Founded in 2006 is a collaboration between artists and designers Payam Sharifi and Kasia Korchak. 1. The group's work is centered on three activities: exhibitions, books and lecture performances. 2. Slavs and Tatars exhibitions, books, printed matter and lecture performances draw upon the stylistic palette of popular culture, spiritual and esoteric traditions, oral histories, modern myths, as well as scholarly research. Nicholas Cullinan in Art Forum describes Slavs and Tatars as the most cosmopolitan of collectives, where a geopolitics of globe-trotting allows their shape-shifting projects and concerns to continuously cross-pollinate divergent, and sometimes diametrically opposed, cultural specificities. 3. The artist's work can be organized according to cycles of research, each on a different theme or topic, from alphabet politics, language arts, to medieval advice literature, mirrors for princes, to an investigation of syncretism, not Moscow, not Mecca. H.G. Masters in Asia Art Pacific writes, beginning with the collective's name, "Everything related to Slavs and Tatars is about building connections between seemingly disparate subjects, whether places, histories or ideologies." 4. An important feature of their multidisciplinary work is the resolution of antitheses, or what the artists call the metaphysical splits. 5. The push and pull of competing ideologies, Sufism and communism, iconographies, sacred and profane, and functionalities, useful and useless, drawn from Eurasian traditions, are condensed into polemical statements or objects, each one the conceptual equivalent of that hypothetical gymnast's body. 6. "386 Art and Language" is a conceptual artists' collaboration that has undergone many changes since it was created in the late 1960s. The group was founded by artists who shared a common desire to combine intellectual ideas and concerns with the creation of art. The first issue of the group's journal, Art Language, was published in November 1969 in England. The Art and Language Group was founded around 1967 in the United Kingdom by Terry Atkinson, b. 1939, David Bainbridge, b. 1941, Michael Baldwin, b. 1945, and Harold Hurrell, b. 1941. The group was critical of what was considered mainstream modern art practices at the time. In their work Conversations, they created gallery art and presented these ideas in a journal as part of the discussions, too, between 1968 and 1982. The group grew to nearly 50 people. Citation needed. Among the first to join were critic and art historian Charles Harrison and artist Mel Ramsden, three, in the early 1970s. Individuals including Ian Byrne, Michael Corris, Preston Heller, Graham Howard, Joseph Kosuth, Andrew Menard, and Terry Smith joined the group. Two collaborators from Coventry, Philip Pilkington and David Rushton, followed. Citation needed. The first issue of Art Language, the Journal of Conceptual Art, 4, Volume 1, Number 1. May 1969, is subtitled The Journal of Conceptual Art. Art Language had, however, brought to light the beginning of a new art movement. While that community was far from a unanimous agreement as to how to define the nature of conceptual art, the editors and most of its historic contributors shared similar opinions about other art movements. Conceptual art was critical of modernism for its bureaucracy and its historicism, and of minimalism for its philosophical conservatism. The practice of conceptual art, especially in its early years of origin, was primarily based on theory and its form. Predominantly textual. Citation needed, as the distribution of the journal and the teaching practices of the editors and others contributors expanded, the conversation grew to include more people. In England, by 1971, artists and critics including Charles Harrison, Philip Pilkington, David Rushton, Lynn LeMaster, Sandra Harrison, Graham Howard and Paul Wood had joined. Around the same time in New York, Michael Corris joined, followed by Paula Ramsden, Mayo Thompson, Christine Kozlov, Preston Heller, Andrew Menard and Catherine Bigelow. Citation needed. The name Art and Language remained precarious due to the various interpretations of both the many pieces of art and the purpose of the group. Its significance, or instrumentality, varied from person to person, alliance to alliance, discourse to discourse, and from those in New York who produced The Fox, 1974 to 1976, for example, to those engaged in music projects and those who continued the journal's edition. There was disagreement among members, and by 1976, there was a growing sense of divide that eventually led to competing individualities and varied concerns. Citation needed. Throughout the 1970s, Art and Language dealt with questions about art production and attempted a shift from conventional, non-linguistic forms of art, such as painting and sculpture, to more theoretically text-based works. The group often took argumentative positions against such prevailing views of critics like Clement Greenberg and Michael Fried. 5. The Art and Language group that exhibited in the International Documenta 5 exhibitions of 1972 included Atkinson, Bainbridge, Baldwin, Hurrell, Pilkington, Rushton, and Joseph Kosuth. The American editor of Art Language. 6. The work consisted of a filing system of material published and circulated by Art and Language members. 7. Byrne and Ramsden co-founded the Society for Theoretical Art and Analysis in New York in the late 1960s. They joined Art and Language in 1970-71. 8. New York Art and Language became fragmented after 1975 because of disagreements concerning principles of collaboration. 9. Carl Beveridge and Carol Condé, who had been peripheral members of the group in New York, returned to Canada where they worked with trade unions and community groups. In 1977, Ian Byrne returned to Australia and Mel Ramsden to the United Kingdom by the end of the 1970s, the group was essentially reduced to Baldwin, Harrison, and Ramsden with the occasional participation of Mayo Thompson and his group Red Crayola. 10, 11, the political analysis and development within the group resulted in several members leaving the group to work in more activist-oriented political occupations. 12, Ian Byrne returned to Australia, joining Ian Millis, a conceptual artist who had begun work with trade unions in the early 1970s, in becoming active in Union Media Services, a design studio for social and community initiatives and the development of trade unions. 13, 14, at the beginning of the 1970s, there were about 30 members. The Art and Language group emphasized the use of language on the theory that language is the basis from which ideas and concepts are built. Their philosophy was that language permits index words which appear, disappear, and for some even persist, thus allowing viewers and artists alike to analyze the evolution of a word through the proposal of different definitions. Zhu Zhen, Chinese Zhu Zhen, born in 1977, is a multimedia artist living and working in Shanghai, China. Zhu Zhen is a leading figure among the young generation of Chinese artists. His extensive body of work, which includes photography, installation art and video, entails theatrical humor and social critique. His projects are informed by performance and conceptual art. Zhu's work focuses on human sensitivity and dramatizes the humdrum of urban living. 2. Zhu Zhen's earlier representative individual works include the video Rainbow, 1998, where a man's back is beaten until it burns red, yet the hand doing the beating is abstracted. 3. This work made him the youngest Chinese artist to have participated in the main thematic exhibition of the Venice Biennale. 4. The video Shouting, created in 1998, where on the crowded streets of Shanghai, Zhu Zhen suddenly bursts out screaming, the fright and bewilderment in the crowd's faces, turned backwards, were fully captured. 5. The installation Shang Art Supermarket, 2007, recreates a convenience store on site. The shelves are crammed full of empty products, while the items sold at their ordinarily marked prices only have the external shells of their packaging. 6. His recent pieces survey ancient and new art while fusing Chinese and Western cultures into monumental installations or into new art forms. European Thousand Hand Classical Sculpture, 2014, assembles 19 different Western classical sculptures of various forms, borrowing from the shape of the Thousand Hand Guanyin, Bodhisattva, in Buddhist iconography. 7. Physique of Consciousness, 2011, is a video which comprises movements derived from dance, gymnastics, spiritual and cultural rituals. Zhu Zhen's curatorial experiments and engagement with an alternative art space BizArt, closed in 2010, complement and extend practice. 9. Aside from being an artist, Zhu Zhen organizes various art activities and co-curates with other artists. Major exhibitions in Shanghai include Art for Sale, 1999, Fan Ming Zhen and Fan Ming Zhu, 2002. dial 627-6123-2 Courier Exhibition, 2004, 38 Solo Exhibitions, 2006, The Real Thing, Contemporary from Art China, Tate Liverpool, 2007, Bourgeoisified Proletariat, 2009, and My Communism, Poster Exhibition, 2011. He is also one of the initiators of the Contemporary Art Forum on Internet Art Bar Bar in 2006. Zhu Zhen has exhibited internationally at museums and biennales, such as Venice Biennale, 2001, 2005, Lyon Biennial, 2013, Asia Pacific Triennial, 2012, Guangzhou Triennial, 2012. The Museum of Modern Art, New York, 2004, ICP, 2004, Mori Art Museum, 2005, PS1, 2006, Tate Liverpool, 2007, 10, etc. Recent exhibitions include Corporate Zhu Zhen, produced by Made in Company. Kunsthaus Graz, Graz, Austria, 2015, Zhu Zhen Solo Exhibition, Long Museum, Shanghai, China, 2015, Zhu Zhen produced by Made in Company, Ullin Center for Contemporary Art, Beijing, China, 2014. 14 Rooms, Foundation Baylor, Basel, Switzerland, 2014, Art of Change, Hayward Gallery, London, 2012, 11 Rooms, Manchester International Festival, Manchester City Galleries, 2011, 15 Rooms. Long Museum, Shanghai, China, 2015, Corporate, Graz Kunsthaus, Graz, Austria, 2015, Bentu, Chinese Artists in a Time of Turbulence and Transformation and Foundation Louis Vuitton, Paris, France. 2016, 11, etc. Zhu Zhen won the prize for Best Artist at the China Contemporary Art Award in 2004 and Best Artist of the Year at the AAC Award in 2014. Citation needed, his work has been collected by many institutions and private collections worldwide, including the Foundation Louis Vuitton, Paris, the Centre Pompidou, Paris, the Daimler Collection, Berlin, Germany, the White Rabbit Collection, Chippendale, Australia, the Rubel Famel Collection, Miami, USA, the Musée d'Art Contemporain de Lyon, Lyon, France, the K11, Shanghai, Collection, the DSL Collection, among others. AES plus F is a collective of four Russian artists, Tatiana Arzamasova, born 1955, Lev Evzovich, born 1958, Evgeny Sviatsky, born 1957, and Vladimir Fridkis, born 1956. It was first formed as AES Group in 1987 by Arzamasova, Evzovich, and Sviatsky, becoming AES plus F when Fridkis joined in 1995. The collective works in photography, video, installation, and animation, as well as more traditional media, such as painting, drawing, and sculpture. AES plus F's early work included performance, installation, painting, and illustration. Well known for their monumental video art installations that Gareth Harris describes as monumental painting set in motion. 1. AES plus F create grand visual narratives that explore contemporary global values, vices, and conflict. 505 Gorilla Girls is an anonymous group of feminist female artists devoted to fighting sexism and racism within the art world. 1. The group formed in New York City in 1985 with the mission of bringing gender and racial inequality into focus within the greater arts community. 2. The group employs culture jamming in the form of posters, books, billboards, and public appearances to expose discrimination and corruption. To remain anonymous, members don gorilla masks and use pseudonyms that refer to deceased female artists. According to GG1, identities are concealed because issues matter more than individual identities. Mainly, we wanted the focus to be on the issues, not on our personalities or our own work. 3. General Idea was a collective of three Canadian artists, Felix Parts, Jorge Zontel and AA Bronson, who were active from 1967 to 1994. 1. As pioneers of early conceptual and media-based art. Their collaboration became a model for artist-initiated activities and continues to be a prominent influence on subsequent generations of artists. 2. Initially working in Toronto. From 1968 through 1993, they divided their time between Toronto and New York before returning to Toronto for the last few months of their time together. 3. General Idea's work inhabited and subverted forms of popular and media culture, including boutiques, television talk shows, trade fair pavilions, mass media and beauty pageants. 4. The beauty pageant, the 1971 Miss General Idea pageant, allowed for both male and female artists to send in pictures of them wearing the taffeta dress provided. 5. Their work was often presented in unconventional media forms such as postcards, prints, posters, wallpaper, balloons, crests and pins. Self-mythology was a continuous strategy that informed their work. They created a fictional system that self-referenced and self-legitimized, claiming a space for their local art scene in Canada. Their intent was to reach a greater audience, and so their work moved from art galleries and museums to newsstands. This ensured that different types of people who spent time in different places could have a psychological or social reaction in a place comfortable to them. 6. General Idea initially portrayed themselves as an ambiguous group, but soon realized it was causing confusion with the public. This led to a series of self-portrayal or marketing images, including Fin de Siècle, 6. From 1987 through 1994, their work addressed the AIDS crisis, with work that included some 75 temporary public art projects. 7. Their major installation, 1 year of AZT, 1 day of AZT, was featured as a project at the Museum of Modern Art and now resides in the collection of the National Gallery of Canada. In 2006, the three giant inflatable pills from their 1991 work PLA copyright Ebo were displayed during Toronto's Nuit Blanche. After publishing File magazine for 2 years and amassing a large collection of artists' books and multiples, General Idea founded Art Metropole in 1974. A non-profit space dedicated to contemporary art in multiple format, artists' books, multiples, video, audio and electronic media. 8. Both Parts and Zontel died of AIDS in 1994. Bronson continues to work and exhibit as an independent artist, and was the director of Printed Matter, Inc. in New York between 2006 and 2011. The General Idea Archive now resides at the Library and Archives of the National Gallery of Canada. "556 Skeleton, stylized in lowercase, is a group of four artists from Vienna, Austria. The group was formerly known as Gelatin and changed their name in 2005. They are known for creating sensational art events in the tradition of relational aesthetics, often with a lively sense of humor. Among their projects are a gigantic plush toy, a 55-meter-tall pink rabbit on Coletto Fava, near Genoa, Italy, intended to remain there until 2025. 1, 2, in November 2005, the group had a show at Leo Koenig, Inc. in New York. A project called Tantamounter 24/7. The project was a gigantic, complex and very clever machine, according to the artists, which functioned as a kind of art Xerox. The group erected a barrier blocking off one half of the space, locking themselves inside for 1 week, then asking visitors to insert items that they wanted copied into an opening in the barrier, which copies were then returned through another opening.
Группа установила барьер, блокирующий половину пространства, заперев себя внутри на одну неделю, а затем попросила посетителей вставить предметы, которые они хотели скопировать, в отверстия в барьере, копии которых затем возвращались через другое отверстие.
"567 Rax Media Collective is an Indian artist collective founded in Jibesh Bagki *1965 New Delhi, in Monica Narula *1969 New Delhi, in Shudabrata Sengupta *1968 New Delhi, in 1965. Rax Media Collective's first verified exhibition was Documenta 11 at Documenta in Kassel in 2002, and the most recent exhibition was Unfolding Questions, Codes and Contours at Tromsø Kunstforening in Tromsø in 2020. Rax Media Collective is mostly exhibited in United States, but also had exhibitions in United Kingdom, India and elsewhere. Rax Media Collective has at least 29 solo shows and 187 group shows over the last 18 years. For more information, see biography. Rax Media Collective has also been in no less than 4 art fairs and in 31 biennials. The most important show was Biennale di Venezia 56th International Art Exhibition at La Biennale di Venezia Settore Art in Venice in 2015. Other important shows were at Biennale of Sydney in Sydney, NSW and Documenta in Kassel. Rax Media Collective has been exhibited with Shilpa Gupta and Francis Alice. Rax Media Collective's art is in at least 4 museum collections, at MATHAF, Arab Museum of Modern Art in Doha and Berger Collection in Hong Kong, among others. Rax Media Collective is ranked among the top 1,000 globally, and among the top 10 in India. Rax Media Collective's best rank was in 2017, with the most dramatic change in 2003. For a complete illustration of the artist's career since 2002, Please see the career chart on the trends page. The Kamehameha Iodea, a small family of Acaliptrate, flies with less than 200 species described worldwide. The larvae of these small flies are active and predatory and are often used for biological control of aphids, scale insects, and similar pests. Kamehameha fossils are poorly represented in amber deposits, but a few examples are known from the Eocene epoch onwards. The Kamehameha Iodea small flies 9, 1 to 5 millimeters, usually grayish in color. The fronds is wide, with at most two pairs of bristles, often bare. The face is gently concave or strongly receding. Oral vibrissae are absent and the post-vertical bristles are convergent or absent. The proboscis is short and the antennae are short. The mesonotum is with or without bristles. Prothoracic bristles are absent and with one sternopleural bristle. The mesopleura are usually bare. Rarely setulose. The front femora bare bristles. The tibiae are without prepical bristles. Wings with the subcosta are entire, sometimes touching the first vein before its end. The anal vein does not reach nearly to the wing margin. The anal and second basal cells are always complete, and the costa is not broken. The abdomen is short or slightly elongated. Classification: Subfamily Cremafaninae, O genus Cremifania cherni, 1904, 2. Subfamily Kamehamehinae, O tribe Kamehamehinae, genus Acromitopia sheena, 1862, 2. 3. Genus Camelucopus gaimari. 2012, 4, genus Kamehameha maigan, 1803, 5, 2, genus Hamikamaya gaimari, 2001, 6, genus Melamitopia tanasishuk, 1992, 7, genus Melanocthophila frey, 1958, 8, genus Ortaladina blanchard, 1852, 9, genus Paralucopus malic, 1913, 10, 2. Genus Parapomeshia kogan, 1978, 11. Genus Parocthophila cherni, 1904. Genus Plunomia curran, 1934, 2. Genus Pseudolucopus malic, 1925, 2. Genus Pseudodinia cochilate, 1902, 2. O tribe Leucippini, genus Ankylocopus tanasishuk, 1997. Genus Echinoleucopus gaimari and tanasishuk, 2001, 12. Genus Leucopus maigan, 1830, 5, 2. Subgenus Leucopus maigan, 1830, 5, 2. Subgenus Leucopomia malic, 1921, 13, 2. Subgenus Neoleucopus malic, 1921, 13, 2. Subgenus Xenoleucopus malic, 1933, 2. Genus Leucopomia malic, 1921, 13. Genus Lipoleucopus de Meijere, 1928, 2. Genus Neoleucopus malic, 1921.
Ноль 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 чемоемиида – небольшое семейство акалиптратных мух. Во всем мире описано менее 200 видов. Личинки этих мелких мух активны и хищны и часто используются для биологической борьбы с тлями, щитовками и подобными вредителями. Окаменелости хамемеид плохо представлены в янтарных месторождениях, но некоторые примеры известны начиная с эпохи эоцена. Чемоемиида – маленькие мухи, 9-1,5 мм. обычно сероватые. Лоб широкий, не более двух пар щетинок, часто голых. Лицо слегка вогнутое или сильно отступающее. Оральные вибриссы отсутствуют, поствертикальные щетинки сходятся или отсутствуют. Хоботок короткий, усики короткие. Средняя спинка с щетиной или без щетины. Переднегрудные щетинки отсутствуют, с одной грудинно-плевральной щетиной. Мезоплевры обычно голые, реже щетинистые. Передние бедра с щетиной, голени без предвершинных щетинок, крылья с подреберьем целые, иногда до конца касаются первой жилки. Анальная жилка не доходит почти до края крыла. Анальные и вторые базальные клетки всегда целы, ребер не сломан. Брюшко короткое или слегка удлиненное. Классификация подсемейства кремифаниина ород кремифания кзырни. 1904-2 подсемейства чамаемиина о племя чамаемиини род акромиотопия шинер. 1862-2-3 род чамаелевкописгии мари. 2012-4 род чамаемия мельгин. 1803-5-2 род хомякомия геймари. 2001-6 род меламитопия танасишчик. 1997-7 род меланочтифила фри. 1958-8 род арталидина бланчард. 1852-9 род паралейкопис малок. 1913-10-2 род парапомешия коган. 1978-11 род парочтифила кзырни. 1904 род планомия керан. 1934-2 род псудолевкопис маллок. 1925-2 род псудодиния кокеллет. 1902-2 о племя Левкопини род Анчиолью Копис Танасишчик.
Танасейчук.
1997 род Ичейна Левкопис Геймарии Танасишчик.
Танасейчук.
2001-12 род Левкопис Мейгин. 1835-2 подрод Левкопис Мейгин. 1835-2 подрод Левкопомия Маллок. 1921-13-2 подрод Неолевкопис Маллок. 1921-13-2 подрод Ксенолевкопис Маллок. 1933-2 род Левкопомия Маллок. 1921-13 род Липолевкопис Демейжер. 1928-2 род Неолевкопис Маллок. 1921 год.
Russia 659 Los Carpinteros 1969 Cuba 701 Erwin 1983 Slovenia 798 The Otolith Group 1966 United Kingdom 1165 Atelier van Leeshout 1963 Netherlands 1179 Metahaven 2007 Netherlands 1370 Aneta Mona Chiza and Lucia Tarkova 1975 Romania Slovakia 1394 The Propeller Group Vietnam 1578 Fort 2008 Germany 1670 Rena Spallings 1829 Rem Koolhaas 1946 Society Raylister 1947 Chim Up Pointing Arrow Palm 2283 UBERMORGEN 2339 Libya Castro and Olafur Olafsson 2371 Superstudio 2380, Team Lab 2489, Bernadette Corporation 2546, Equipo Chronica 2604, Ant Farm 2655, Democracia 3040, Famed 3055, GCC 3101, The Yes Men 3160, Liebach 3167, Troika 3306, Mediengruppi Bitnik 3466, Terceronquinto 3484, Where Dogs Run, Group 3519, House Rucker Co. 3678, Carabing Film Collective 3803, The Blue Noses 4071, Grand Fury 4072, Post Commodity 4130, OPAVIVARA 4156, Mark Boyle 4182, Apparatus 224289, R.E.B.N. 4412, Coop Himmelblau 4456, A. Kassen 4475, Assume Vivid Astrofocus 4510, ASCO 4517, Gorgona 4818, Group Material 4840, Performance Group Kairaken Besho 4996, Noah Eshkol 5012, Dilla Scofidio plus Renfro 5039, NEOZOON 5057, Archigram 5177, Das Institute 5220, Mahoney 5320, Studio for Propositional Cinema 5324, Future Farmers 5503, DIS 5602, Superflux 5703, Camp 5711, etc. 5993, The Bruce High Quality Foundation 6141, Random International 6227, Gerlach and Coop 6317, Mapa Tertro 6318, OHO Group 6393, Office for Political Innovation 6467, Janusz Jansa 6611, REP Group 6695, Atelier Bow Wow 6883, Equipo 57 7050, Tromorama 7065, Robot Lab 7162, Pussy Riot 7197, Alterazioni Video 7249, Lab O 7361, Leo Gaben 7628, IOCOSE 7686, Open Group 7692, Die Todlich Doris 7968, Rimini Protocol. Seven 992, Collective Actions. Collective Actions is a non-artist collective. Collective Actions's first verified exhibition was The Green Show at Exit Art in New York City, New York in 1989. And the most recent exhibition was Poetry and Performance. The Eastern European Perspective, cancelled due to COVID-19 restrictions, at Wrocław Contemporary Museum, MWW, in Wrocław in 2020. Collective Actions is mostly exhibited in Russia, but also had exhibitions in United States, United Kingdom and elsewhere. Collective Actions has at least one solo show and 25 group shows over the last 31 years. For more information, see biography. Collective Actions has also been in no less than no art fairs but in two biennials. The most important show was Biennale di Venezia 54th International Art Exhibition at La Biennale di Venezia in Venicine 2011. Other important shows were at Performer in New York City, NY and Whitechapel Art Gallery in London. Collective Actions has been exhibited with Andrei Monastirsky and Dmitry Prigov. Collective Actions is ranked among the top 10,000 globally, and among the top 1,000 in Russian Federation. Collective Actions's best rank was in 2012, with the most dramatic change in 2004. For a complete illustration of the artist's career since 1989, please see the career chart on the Trends page.
Семь тысяч девятьсот девяносто два коллективные действия. Коллективные действия – это не артистический коллектив. Первой подтвержденной выставкой коллективных действий была зеленая выставка в Exit Art в Нью-Йорке, штат Нью-Йорк. В 1989 году, а последней выставкой была поэзия и перформанс. Восточноевропейская перспектива отменена из-за ограничений COVID-19 в Вроцлавском современном музее MWW во Вроцлаве в 2020 году. Коллективные действия в основном выставляются в России, но также были выставки в США, Великобритании и других странах. Коллективные действия провели как минимум одну персональную выставку и 25 групповых выставок за последние 31 год. Для получения дополнительной информации СМ-биографию. Коллективные действия также участвовали не реже, чем не в ярмарках искусства, а в двух биеннале. Самой важной выставкой была Биеннал ди Венезии, 54-я международная художественная выставка на Ла Биеннал ди Венезия в Венеции в 2011 году. Другие важные выставки проходили в Перформа в Нью-Йорке, штат Нью-Йорк, и в художественной галерее Уайтчепел в Лондоне. Коллективные действия выставлялись с Андреем Монастырским и Дмитрием Приговым. Коллективные действия входят в десятку лучших в мире и в первую тысячу в Российской Федерации. Лучшее место в рейтинге «Коллективные действия» было в 2012 году. А самые драматические изменения произошли в 2004 году. Полную иллюстрацию карьеры художника с 1989 года можно найти в диаграмме карьеры на странице «Тенденций».
$7,999 Azuro, $8,336 MVRDV, $8,390 Dai Damon, $8,396 Orbeca, $8,463 Zijing Men, $8,550 The Center for Land Use Interpretation, $8,620 Chicks on Speed, $8,825 Craftwork, $8,835 Newman, for use 8,866 Fallen Fruit 9,068 High Red Center 9,090 Paper Tiger TV 1981 United States
7999 Азора, 8336 МВРДВ, 8390 Диедомен, 8396 Абейк, 8463 Сидзин. Мужчины 8550 центр интерпретации землепользования, 8620 цыплят на скорости 8825 крафтверк, 8835 нумен. Для использования 8866 упавший плод 9068 привет красный центр 9090 папир тайгер ТВ 1981 США.